Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Impact 103. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Owen Farley and you're being real with me today. It's always such a privilege. Such a privilege to be with you and to talk to you about ways that we can really stop, be real, challenge the way that we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And today I have something that I must admit, I was spending time with the Lord and he just like really dropped it in my spirit that there are a lot of people that need to be reminded or need to understand a certain aspect of how they were made, like an aspect of a part of their makeup. God created us in a certain way and we need to understand that. And I'll give you a little clue on what I'm talking about with this scripture, Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent, and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external and superficial customs, but be transformed and changed by the entire renewing of your mind, by its new ideals, its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is good and what is acceptable and perfect will of God, even that thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. And if you were trying to guess along with everybody that is listening, if you guessed we're going to be talking about the mind, then you are right on it. I'm telling you, there's things that you do for love that you will not do in any other aspect of your life. That love that drives you into things really makes you pay a price that is beyond anything and anyone would ever give. And that's the power of love. Jesus did it for us. It was love that motivated him to die on the cross. And it's love that motivates us to say, God, I'm willing to pick up my cross and follow you and do whatever it takes in order to get this right. Follow purely, live in love, and see you work through me so that you can touch other people with your love as well. Now, we're talking today all about the mind. And I'm telling you, this is something that I have had to work on so much because I've been a thinker. I grew up thinking. I mean, I remember just sitting by myself, like meditating on different situations that happened throughout my day and saying, how can I do that better? How can I make sure that doesn't happen again? And specifically when I like fought with someone, man, they would run in my head constantly. And I would think of all these comebacks that I could actually tell this person. And eventually the Holy Spirit actually had to just say, okay, Owen, let's get control of your mind. You know, like let's actually submit it to the Holy Spirit, and let's think those thoughts that God thinks. Because when you receive Jesus, he comes and he says, I've given you the mind of Christ. Now, that's a process that we go through in order to think like him, to perceive things like him, but it's part of our inheritance. It really is part of something that we can really claim is the mind of Christ. And I remember a time that I actually had to be still. Like God told me, he said, Owen, I want you for the next hour to get in a quiet place with no other distractions, no phone, no music, no Bible, no anything else. I don't even want you to talk to me. I just want you to listen, because a lot of our relationship is you just getting into that place and just talking. And I don't have an opportunity to speak to you. It's a two-way thing in this relationship. I need to be able to talk to you as well, but you need to be able to discern my voice. It says in the Word of God that my sheep know my voice. So it's like we have to get to a place where we know this. So literally, that's what I started doing. I started taking an hour at a time, and every time my mind would run and think about this thing that I'm doing, think about that thing that I'm doing, I would say to myself, I command my mind to be still. I command it in Jesus' name to submit, and I rebuke any intrepidation of thought. I command it to be still. And it was crazy how just being still and allowing God to talk to me without my mind going crazy, how much more clearer I started to hear the Holy Spirit in the midst of my day. All of a sudden, I'd be busy with something and I could discern his voice saying, boom, like do that, do this. And I was like, wow, God, I really needed this. I needed to learn how to master my mind and bring it into subjection. I've been through times where all of a sudden I realized on a specific issue, I had this train of thought. Like, I don't know if you guys have experienced this, because as you think of one thing, it all of a sudden triggers other thoughts that just build up and build up, build up. And it just like, it runs. Your mind just flows from this topic to that topic and then straight in to the thing that you're battling with, or the thing that is like this mountain that's rising up against you. And it's just like, man, how do I grab a hold of these things? And I realized this because God set me free from depression. And that's one of the biggest things that I noticed that I've had to really grab a hold of my mind in, is not allowing my thoughts to keep on going to that thing that was making me depressed, that topic that was making me depressed, and continually thinking about it and rehearsing it over and over in my mind. And it's like, the more that I thought about it, the more that those, like, I created pathways in my brain, and those pathways became stronger and stronger and stronger. But now this is the thing, is that Jesus came to change all of that, to set us free. He came to give us a sound mind. He came to give us a mind that is just for his use only, and it has to be submitted to the Holy Spirit. He came to break all of those strongholds, to break depression, to break other pathways and mindsets that we have that just keep on leading us into a place where we feel like we're stuck and we can't get anywhere. God paid the price to break them. And it says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, if you've been joining us for Challenge of Change, this is one of those scriptures. It says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He's given us a calm, well-balanced mind that is disciplined and self-controlled. And it says in Romans 8 verse 5, for those who are according to the flesh. Now, I want you to think about the way that you think. I want you to think about it, okay? And see which one you're kind of doing. Because this verse portrays two different kinds of minds, okay? Romans 8 verse 5, for those who are according to the flesh and are controlled by its unholy desires, set their minds on and pursue those things which gratify the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit and are controlled by the desires of the Spirit, they set their minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to make this announcement like right now. If you are struggling and you realize, wait, I am in the flesh, great. You see it. That's the like number one thing. You have to be able to see it first before you can change it. But once you see it, you can actually make that change. And it just comes down to saying, no more. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do things different. I'm going to set things up differently. Lord, show me how to do this. And then you start making those changes. And this is what Challenge for Change is all about. It's about taking scripture, placing it in your mind instead of those thoughts that you were running through, those thoughts that were actually bringing you into that, and stopping that train of thought, catching yourself in no matter what train, like no matter what car on the train you're on, if you catch yourself in the fourth car or the first car or the 18th car, you catch yourself. And then you say, no, I'm not going to think this train of thought anymore. I'm going to think the way Jesus thinks. I'm going to retrain my mind. This is something that is so amazing about God, is that he loves us. He created us in his own image, right? Like it says in Genesis 1:27, it says, so God created man in his own image, in the image and the likeness of God, he created him. Now that was when God created us as a spirit being. God is spirit. He is a spirit. He created us in his image and likeness. And then in Genesis 2 verse 7, it says, then the Lord God formed man from the dust. So there was two things that were happening. All of a sudden, he's forming us and he's forming our bodies from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of the spirit of life, and man became a living being. Another translation says, and man became a living soul. And all of a sudden, you see three parts of us that God created. And it's so essential to see this. We are a spirit. We have a soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we live inside of a body. Now, if we understand that, we understand that there's one thing that Jesus is asking us to do. And it's this in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Jesus Christ the Messiah. We're taking captive every thought. So in other words, your spirit has authority over your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body. And this is the process that we need to go through on actually saying, I need to grab a hold of those areas of my makeup, of who I am, and make sure that they are submitted to Jesus, submitted to the Holy Spirit, and saying, God, I'm done with thinking the way of the world. Just as it says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is it, guys. This is what we need to step into and practice every time that we have that train of thought that is running through our minds. Remember, you are created in God's image. That likeness and that spirit that now dwells within you, which is the Holy Spirit now dwelling inside of you, you have received power, ability, efficiency, and might to be able to stand against those thoughts and to retrain your mind. Man, something God has given us, okay? Yes, he's given us his spirit that now has given us power. But he also gave us something else when he was making us that really, I'm telling you, it helps if you take a hold of this and you put it into practice, okay? It is your will. It's a great gift that God gave us as mankind. Our will. It is so powerful. We get to choose which leg we're going to stand on, basically. We get to choose. Either we're going to be in the kingdom of darkness or we're going to be in the kingdom of light. You get to choose. I mean, the power of your will literally has the power to either separate you from God or bring you closer to God. And I know what my decision is. It's like, God, I want you. I know what it feels like when I'm not with you. I know that I have no peace. I have no power. I have no ability to be able to fight a supernatural force, which is the enemy and his demons. I don't have that power. But through your spirit, I do. Okay? So now I want, this is my will. I'm choosing this side. I'm choosing God. But now, here's the thing. is I noticed this in myself. At one stage, I was actually saying, Lord, but I like doing this thing that is not from you. I actually like it. And I was like, how do I actually get myself out of doing this? Because I find that I just enjoy it, but I know it's not from you. And I need you to help me. I need you to help me change. Like, I don't know how. And all of a sudden he hit me with this scripture in Philippians 2:13. Not in your own power, not in your own strength. For it is God who is all the while effectively at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. All of a sudden, God is working in you to help you change what you like to do. And all of a sudden, the things of the world grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And it's like, God, I've tasted now the goodness of you. I don't want these other things. I realize that they're empty. They actually have nothing for me. It's like, I'm done with that. Like, and the more time you spend with God, the more time you spend inside of his presence, inside of loving him and allowing him to love on you, and inside this beautiful, beautiful relationship, your will starts to change as the power of the Holy Spirit is moving through you. And all of a sudden, you get to the same place that Joshua was in when he said this. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. And that's the question. Choose. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve God, either you're going to fall in love with him. And for me, it's like, God, I would be silly. I would honestly be silly if I traded the purest love I've ever experienced. If I traded this kind of love, if I traded the kingdom and all of its benefits, if I traded it for something that is false, for something that's going to fade away, for something that's temporary, I would be silly for that. And just live my life here and now, and I'm on the earth, and let's just go. It's like, that is foolishness, the Bible says. But as soon as we say, no, I dedicate myself to serving the Lord, and the rest of that scripture in Joshua 24:15, it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you see that word? His will. He will serve the Lord. He willed to do it. It was, and this is something that is so powerful that if we grab a hold of, we are able to actually say, no, I'm not going to. I'm not going to do these things that pull me away from God. I'm not going to step into this place where I'm being tempted and I know the downward spiral. I know the trains of thoughts that are going to start to happen if I place myself inside this position. I know it. So I'm not going to go there. Rather, I'm going to will myself to consecrating every part of me to the Lord, whether it be my will, my emotions, which a lot of times lie to us. A lot of times we feel something and we just say, oh, I'm going on my feeling. But God didn't say that. God didn't show you that. It's actually about submitting it and saying, unless God showed me, I'm going to do it God's way. That's it, period. So it's will, emotions, mind, taking your thoughts captive, making them obedient to the Lord, and then your body, your flesh, subdue it, the Bible says. Kill it, the Bible says. And this is the process that we need to walk in order to be consecrated and be used by the Lord. That was Amanda Cook with Miracle of the Mind, and that is definitely what we are focused on today, is God doing a miracle inside of our minds so that we can change and be transformed into his very image and likeness. And today I have Luco and I have Tondi with me in studio. Oh, it's awesome to have you guys here with me. And man, I'm actually super excited. Okay, the whole challenge is because we have said, I am tired of facing a situation and being ill-equipped in that moment to face down the enemy, take my position and stand.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
we declare it.
Yes. So we're speaking it. Let's actually, before we choose a new one, mm-hmm. let's see if we can go through this and actually... Okay, test ourselves. So who wants to be up first? Is it ladies first, Tondi? I'm just kidding. Do you want to go first?
Okay.
You want to go first?
Oh, shit, I feel like they're ganging up on me, but it's fine.
2 Corinthians 5 or 7.
Clue?
Clue. Uh-huh. We
have not been...
Walk.
Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight. You should have said walk.
Oh, that was a bad clue.
Yeah, we
maybe
walk
I should
by
give
faith
you like a more mysterious
sight.
Clue yes. next time. Wait, can I ask you guys, have yes, you friend. Ever had like a challenge like this where you've done something like this to memorize scripture, I don't know, at home
yes.
or with somebody else?
So yeah, back in our youth days throughout high school, we used to acquaint with a couple of churches which weren't necessarily our branch of churches.
Okay.
And so we had to study scriptures throughout like 3 months, and we would challenge each wow. other at our youth group every Friday.
Because with me, I remember actually doing this at the Bushveld Mission Children's Home.
Yes.
You know, and actually speaking to like a couple of the management and actually saying, man, like, I really want to do this, but I want to learn a scripture from every book of the Bible.
Sure.
And that was like an intense one. That was like,
sure.
It was really, really killer.
It's intense.
So this isn't as large, okay? This is, you know, manageable for this month. It's only going to be 8. But here we go. Next one. Tondi, up to you. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. No eye has seen.
No ear has heard.
Yes.
Yes.
No what mind has imagined.
Perceived.
Yes. Yeah. Keep on going, Tondi.
What the Lord has
in store.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
You need to practice. No, listen. So here we go. My turn. Oh, you see, now I've got like the big one that everyone was scared about last week. Okay.
1
Corinthians 7:37.
Oh,
all right. Here we go for it. It says,
first of all, before yes. you say it, I feel like you're that type of guy.
Yeah.
That this verse describes.
Oh yes, dude. Oh, I actually have a big testimony about this. I actually shared it last week. This is where this ring comes from. 1 Corinthians 7:37. It says, who is ever strong in mind and purpose is not forced by necessity, but has control over his own will and desire mm-hmm. and has resolved in his heart to keep his virginity. He
yeah.
is doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
There it is. Get it. I mean, it took me a while, but
yeah.
okay.
Well, no, but you got it. Yeah.
So when are you giving me the story off air? Because you did it last week.
I mean, we can give it now if you want.
Okay.
So let me give it again because it actually really, really is a powerful one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was walking in True Words at a December time because we were, man, what were we doing? We were shopping for Christmas gifts.
Okay.
And I was thinking, okay, what am I going to buy for the women in my life? Maybe jewelry would be a good thing. So I was looking in True Words and saying,
how okay, far back was that?
Oh, man, now you're taking, I mean, years. It's okay. like a good like 6 years or something.
All right.
Sure.
So I was in True Words and I noticed this ring as I was scanning the jewelry and I'm like, like I wouldn't mind, you know, having that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, can I see it? And I'm looking at it. And then I felt the Holy Spirit nudge me. That's for you.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm not here shopping for myself, you know? So like, yeah. I'll put it back and I'll carry on. I put it back and I started walking away. But I had this conviction. Like, you know, when you know you're about to be disobedient
yes.
to God
yeah.
and it like burns inside of you. It was
really?
That. And I was like, what? Where is this coming from?
What's this about?
I walked back to the ring and I was like, please, can I see it again? So I took it. I saw it again. And as I took it the second time, the Lord said to me, you are betrothed to me.
Mm.
And I broke sure. down.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Right, because I was actually fasting for purity during that time.
I love
sure.
that.
I was, and it was like over a lengthy period of time.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And I didn't realize that I was towards the end of my fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And God actually did this at the end of my fast,
wow.
which was so,
wow.
so crazy. But yeah, so he said, you are betrothed to me. And I couldn't hold it in. I was sitting down the intruders on one of those seats wow. where you change your yeah. shoes. And I was sobbing. I was like, oh, like, because I could just feel God God's presence on me.
Sure.
And it was real. And so I took it back to my authorities, my spiritual heads at my church, and just told them the story. And they said, okay, well, let's pray. So we had like a 2-week period where we actually were praying and just asking God more about it. And that's when he gave me this scripture.
Mm. So I got a ring from an organization called Silver Ring Think a couple of years ago.
Oh, yes.
We were going on I was 13 when I got it.
Sure.
And I think we were so excited. We were all about, I'm married to Jesus. You know, it was a joke as much as we knew what it was all about. But I think as I grew older and I grew in salvation, I also had to kind of understand that my purity wasn't so much about my husband. It had to be me honoring God with my body. Exactly. And the weird part is I then lost weight 2016. The ring got so big, it got lost at some point. And then I learned I was actually very attached to my ring because I was so emotional over it. I found it eventually and I moved it to the middle finger.
Yes.
But guess what?
What?
This year, for some odd reason, my ring kind of broke.
Oh.
It opened up. It was, imagine how many years later.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of broke. So it was hanging by a thread.
Sure.
But here's another weird fact. I'm not wearing the ring anymore because I'm engaged.
Hey.
Wow.
So God is almost like, it's about to go off.
From glory to glory. It's like God has elevated you now.
It's almost like you were saying, it's about to go off. And I didn't even understand.
You see, this is what I love about actually learning these scriptures.
Yeah.
Although, like, yes, it's so powerful in the moment when you're facing the enemy. Mm-hmm. It also brings this, like, connection with different people, with their different testimonies, their stories. Oh, and exactly. Like, wow, this is what I've actually gone through and experienced with God. We like running out of time, like super, super quick. So let's quickly make a decision, okay, on the next one that we're going to add. And we'll just have to like take it from there for next week, okay?
All right.
First one, and now you guys can decide quickly. Philippians 2:13. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectively at work in you. Okay, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5. Inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself above the knowledge of God, we lead away every thought and make it captive.
Sure.
And I really like that one. I think that for me is going to be my vote.
But you know guys what? Can
bring it on.
Let's go for it. And also, there's so many words in it. It's like a whole paragraph. So yeah, let's go for it.
Luca's holding her face. She's like, yay.
Yeah. Stepping out of our comfort zones.
Exactly. That's right. That's right.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're going to go keep it. But Tondi, actually, just to take us into the news, I found this and I was like, okay. So tell me, where does this come from?
That's a song I did.
Everybody, this your boy.
Yes, that's right. Music. I was like, yes, boy. This is Tondi Rams. So listen to Tondi Rams. He's in studio with us just before we go to Luco for the news.